Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is so beautiful to be here in the service of the Lord. Once again, we are here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, and we know that God is good and His mercies endure forever and ever. Today is Wednesday, the 26th day of August, 2020, and we're absolutely fabulously blessed, and we're grateful for each and every one who has joined us already this morning. And we are going to just continue as Apostle Horsley leads us this morning. We're going to see what God has for us today. Amen.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning, Pastor Darling. Good morning. Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Shall rejoice and be glad in it. Recorded in the Psalm of David, I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. We want to welcome you to Prayer Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends here under the teaching of Pastor Dolly Bundich, a wonderful woman of God. We thank God for this day. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Thank you, Jesus. Father, it's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, and you, Lord, be moved, be breathed, we have our being, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, for being here, being able to be a part of the broadcast. Excuse me, my throat's a little dry here. Came to worship you and praise you this morning, O Lord God, in the beauty of holiness, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for this is the day that you have made, O Lord God. Wonderful Thursday morning, O Lord God. Wonderful day to be alive, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we thank you for all things, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for the laying down last night, O Lord God. Early rising this morning, O Lord God. Able to praise your holy and righteous name, Lord God. Lord God, in you, Lord, we move, we breathe, we have our being, O Lord God. God, we thank you, O Lord God, for being the God that you are in our lives, O Lord God. Lord God, we look at this world, O Lord God, and the things that are going on right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, is chaos and confusion, O Lord God. But we thank you, O Lord God, that we're able, O Lord God, and that you allow us, O Lord God, and touches us, O Lord God, to wake up, O Lord God, in the morning, O Lord God, closing our right minds, O Lord God, could be able to come to the broadcast, O Lord God, this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, which you have sanctified, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that we find peace and rest, O Lord God, and a word for the day, O Lord God, and strength, O Lord God, to go through the day, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Especially in the time now, O Lord God, where the pressure of this world, O Lord God, is pressing in, O Lord God, and this confusion, O Lord God, even so, Lord God, even in the atmosphere, O Lord God. Lord God, have plenty of civil unrest, O Lord God, looting, rioting, O Lord God, murdering, drive-by shootings, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we come to you, Lord God, because you are hope, O Lord God. You are our refuge, O Lord God. You are our present help, O Lord God, in this time of need, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord, we ask forgiveness, O Lord God, if we have sinned against you, O Lord God. We ask forgiveness for sins of omission, sins of commission, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would move by your spirit, O Lord God, that you would move by your power, Lord, in the name that's above every name, O Lord God, that at the name, at the sound of Jesus, O Lord God, at that name, O Lord God, every knee shall bow, Lord God, every tongue shall confess, O Lord God, that you are Lord, O Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you bless our children, O Lord God, in this southern part of the state, O Lord God. They're not in school all over the place, O Lord God. But you protect, O Lord God. We thank you for it, O Lord God, as you go into the classroom, O Lord God. Lord God, with a pandemic in the ear, Lord God. They say it's invisible and pandemic, oh Lord God. We cannot see it, oh Lord God. Therefore, Lord God, we cannot judge results, oh Lord God. It's like an adversary, an enemy, oh Lord God, that comes upon us, oh Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you come and just protect us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would move by your spirit, oh Lord God, that you move by your power, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We ask that you touch each and every one, oh Lord God, that have woke up this morning, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you move by your spirit, oh Lord God, that you move by your power, Lord God. Lord God, we speak the word peace, be still, oh Lord God. The confusion, oh Lord God, onto the variation, oh Lord God, onto the chat, oh Lord God, that goes on, oh Lord God. Lord God, we come to you this morning, oh Lord God, needing a touch from you, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, to go through the day, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, for what you did for the past, oh Lord God, Darlene, oh Lord God, and clearing up, oh Lord God, of that poison ivy, whatsoever it was there, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, how you touch, oh Lord God, how you work in miracles so great, oh Lord God. There's just none like you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So we thank you, oh Lord God, and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray, oh Lord God, for those, oh Lord God, who are affected by the storm, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, even get so, Lord God, that things at the port was just out of sort, Lord God, because of the storm there, Lord God, and it's a merchant place, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. But Lord God, we know all things in your hand, oh Lord God, and this world moves and it's ruled by your command, oh Lord God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you today, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We ask that you touch each and every one, oh Lord God, that have a need, oh Lord God, that you would bless, oh Lord God, that have special needs, oh Lord God, those that are in financial straits, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, even as the campaign go on, oh Lord God, for the presidency, oh Lord God, we ask that you would give us even wisdom in this time, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We come, oh Lord God, because we need to hear from you, Lord God. We need a word and a touch from you, Lord God. If we don't hear from you, Lord God, then what shall we do, oh Lord God? So we ask, oh Lord God, that you bless, oh Lord God, and that you strengthen, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you move in, oh Lord God, in a special way today, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. So we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, we want to welcome you to the broadcast today. Hallelujah to God. We thank God in the name of Jesus for being able to be here. In the name of Jesus. Things are just going a little bit much. Hallelujah to God. Just have some things that be pressing in the name of Jesus. Trying to God, it seems like everybody, not everybody, it seems like when you look at the medium, the TVs and the news and everything just seems to be in a great confusion right now. It seems like you hear this, that, the other, and then everybody's pushing real hard. And it's sort of a stir. It's like a lot of civil unrest, hallelujah to God, that just filters in. Had many calls this week for people that want in prayer. It just became a time where they would just for no reason, couples would just start arguing and irritation just builds up for no reason, nothing started, nothing prompted. But just at that time, it seemed that they come in and they had great arguments and they had domestic disputes there and things were going on in the house that should not have gone on in the house, hallelujah to God. But yet, it's just a time that we're going through right now in the name of Jesus, hallelujah to God. And it's time that we have to stand fast in the liberty which Christ has made us free. It's a time now where times are pressing in, and you have to stand on your whole most holy faith, as Jude 1, 20 say, building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. It's something that we need to, the people that has come to Christ and they have confessed their sins to Christ and they read God's word, but yet they have not seeking after the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. It's what you need. It's the power of God on to salvation. it's a time that we go on Zoom, that what we used to do and the way that we have gotten by before, we're not getting by at this time, because a lot of things the Lord allowed to be shut down. He's calling right now really for your undivided attention when it comes to him, hallelujah to God, and that you would press in. And it's time that you have to really consider what's going on. A thought came to mind this week about Genesis, when God had brought the flood. When he brought the flood, we are today in this vast world that we live in. He started it all over again with 8 people after the flood, Noah, found favor in the eyesight of God. And there's something going on right now in the name of Jesus, where all this pressure is here, and the pressure is pressing you. And it seemed like even as we begin to pray about some things, that it seems like every now and then the drive-by shootings and the murder, they just persist, they get worse. Young men, they said they just shot him, they said he didn't die. The news reports said that he'd be paralyzed the rest of his life. These things are bringing civil unrest, confusion. This is the time that you need to press in, and you need to have that working of God's Holy Spirit. You have to have that working of God's Word in your life. Hallelujah to God. Well, we're glad to be here on the program today. Hallelujah to God. There was a scripture that I had in mind. We thank God for the scripture of the week in Psalm 71. But there was a scripture that I want to speak just a little bit on, and we're going to open the line for those who have prayer requests and prayer. It's in the book of Matthew, the 5th chapter. So I'll start at verse 1. And it says, and seeing the multitude, he went up into the mountain, speaking of Jesus. He went up into the mountain, and when he had sat there, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth, and he taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. He said, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. He said, blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. He said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and shall persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. It says, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. So persecuted they the prophets which was before you. Amen. Ask the Lord to add a blessing to the reading of that word. And I want to go back up to verse 3 there. It says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Speaking about the blessings of God, and this blessing, as we understand, this blessing is not talking about materially, it's not talking about money, hallelujah to God. It's talking about the spirit of the person that realize that they need God to move in their life in a special way, in a prophetic way, hallelujah to God, that they come, that this has nothing to do with being poor and not having, but it has to do with everything about having the richness in the soul of God's spirit. I said earlier that Holy Spirit, what you're going to have to have and what you're going to need to carry you through these times, because it's a time of uncertainty. And as I pray often to the Lord, because I say, Lord, I can't judge comes to politics, or it comes to, you can't tell the life of the truth. Sometimes you can, but lieth, tarry not in my sight. But when you have that Holy Spirit, it's inside of you. And when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you can pray your way through. As we come to the radio broadcast in the morning, glory to God, and we press our way through to get into the presence of God through the Spirit of the Holy Spirit inside of us. We stir it up, and God brings that comfort to us. He gives us that assurity that we have peace inside of our souls. I had a few people call me up, and they were talking about hands-on years ago. It used to be called Susu when we was in New York back then, a long, long time ago. But now it's called a hands-on, and they were putting a certain amount of money. And in so many weeks, the flower, the money gets on you, and you get a sum of money, and it come to you. Well, the first one was off me, say, well, if you have $500, and as you put your $500 up, you get two people to come with you, and you will receive $4,000, and then you put back in $500. And I said, well, I don't have $500 to put out there. And it got to the point where I said, well, I don't have it. Then I said, no, I'm not interested in that. And then another person called a week or two later, and they had another one, somewhat so similar, and they said it was for $50. Then you get $400. And so they came back, both of them came back, and then they said that they would put up the money for me. And don't worry about it. You know, they said, I'll put up the money for you. The other person said, we'll put up the money for you. I said, well, that would be nice. And then they even said that they want to sow it in as a seed. So I prayed to the Lord about it, and I couldn't get no comfort about it. And then it came that, you know, you have to have the Holy Spirit of God. This is just one incident I know that we hear in prayer. But you have to have that Holy Spirit of God that just says, take everything to the Lord and pray. I couldn't get no comfort about it. Then reality came that God has taken care of me all of these 66, almost 67 years. And it's a form of gambling, even though it doesn't seem. And the thing is, it's a way to be cheated, and it's a way that, you know, my mother told me that an honest person can't be cheated, and con people cannot con you because you have to have something that they want. That's when I came back, and I had to tell them, I said, I have to serve God. I can't serve God and mammon because people depend on us. They depend. They look to us, hallelujah, to be people of God, to walk with God, to pray to God, to stay in a holy place of God. So when they come to us, they look for us to come holy unto them. They come to us from a word from God. It's very important. There are many people out this day and time that are very poor in their spirit, hallelujah to God. They need a word from God. They have families. They're just on rest here because their family's at stake. People are losing jobs, hallelujah to God, and the appointment of. Everybody say that things are getting better, hallelujah to God, but when you look into the spiritual things, there are people that has lost their way, hallelujah to God. Everywhere you look, you see people on the street, you see more homeless on the street, hallelujah to God. And this is the time of faith. Blessed mean to be happy, hallelujah to God. And he said, blessed are the poor that are in their spirit, for there is the kingdom of God. But someone has to be there. The saints of God has to be there. They're looking for the church, hallelujah to God. They're looking for us to rise up. The government has set things in order during this pandemic and have closed things down. This is the time we have to show forth the praises of God. This is the time that we as the people of God, the elect of God, the ecclesia, the ones that are called out of God, that's supposed to walk in the integrity, hallelujah to God, and have a word in season and out of season to give hope to the people that come on to us. They're coming, hallelujah to God. They can't go in the church. There's social distancing and stuff, but there's a word that you have inside of you, and God is prompting us to give that word out to them, hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. It reminds me of the parable of the Good Samaritan, hallelujah to God, that came by. And there were people that were in the church. It was ministers. It was different people that just walked by and had different things to do. But the Good Samaritan stopped. He had given them a word, hallelujah to God. This person had this particular case. This person was beaten. They were wounded, hallelujah to God. But he came down. He got off his horse. He got off of his beast. And he turned around. He poured in wine. He gave what he had. He put all that he could into them. And when he went to them, he took them to the innkeeper, made sure that they were safe. And said, if there's any more, he said, I'll pay it when I come. This is like Jesus had gave us this mandate, hallelujah to God, to be good Christian, to be like the Good Samaritan, hallelujah to God, to meet the people at their needs, hallelujah to God, hear what they have to see and minister on to them with that word that you have inside of you, hallelujah to God, to pour in the oil of God, to pour in the wine, hallelujah to God, pour that Holy Spirit inside of them, hallelujah to God. Try to lead them in the best thing that you can find them and help them along their way. And Christ would pay you when you come. Hallelujah to God. He said, I pay each man according to their work. Hallelujah to God. And that's what it was. That was just on my spirit. It was short. It was blessed are they that are poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. We are the ministers. We are the ambassador of Christ. We are the one that has to take a stand. Hallelujah to God. I know confusion is going to come. Hallelujah to God. And things are going to happen. And then for months, hallelujah to God, God has been saying, you back up off the medium, hallelujah to God. You're watching up to see where things are heading to. Then it's time to go back to your prayer closet. It's time to work. It's time to get into that word of God. It's time to read, hallelujah to God. It's time to search the scripture, hallelujah to God, to bring comfort to you. Else you're going to wind up in confusion. Else you're going to wind up in a state where you're not able to make good decisions, hallelujah to God, and you're going to react out of your flesh, hallelujah to God. So Jude said, beloved, to build yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keeping yourself in the love of God, hallelujah to God. God's word said, keep your mind in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him, amen, hallelujah to God. We want to welcome you to the day, hallelujah to God. We thank God for being here. We're going to see you, call your son, then I call your see you, or your son, that give me, and then I call your see. Hallelujah, the call for your son, then I call your say that, God. He will soon, the call your son, God, in the name, hallelujah, that's above every name. In the name of Jesus, oh, call, if he, God, we speak peace. He will send, and I call your son, and I call your see, God, to be still in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Yes, oh, Lord, God. People are going through, hallelujah, God, and God knows that you're going through in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. May the Spirit say your sins be forgiven thee. Hallelujah, God. Thank God for that. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We're going to see if Pastor Dolly had anyone calling with special prayer requests. Anything that we got, the line's going to be open. We're going to see who's here, who wants to pray. Hallelujah, God. And God's moving by his Spirit and by his power. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. Jesus' name. You have something that came in that requires a special prayer request. You have something here, Pastor Dolly, and we'll continue on in this hour of our prayer. Amen.
Well, amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Good morning, everybody. Thank you, Apostle Horsley, for encouraging us this morning to trust in God and not be caught up in all the things that are going on to try to make money. We have to be wise in what we do. So we thank you for that. I want to pray for those who are in the path of the hurricanes that are out there, for protection for them, and we don't know who all may be affected by the hurricanes, so I want to pray for that. I also want to pray for the civil unrest as a result of another shooting, which was in Wisconsin. Pray that God will help us all to make good, wise, sound decisions. I want to pray for my brother Roderick. That God will touch his mind and draw him to himself, that Roderick will hear his call and plead for his life. And want to keep marriages in prayer. Marriages are having difficulties, and also for single people who are still in desire of mates. There are people out there who want to be married, so we pray that they will be wise before they make that decision. Whatever person they have in their lives, that they will be wise in making the right decision for the future. And just want to pray for each and every person on this prayer line that we will keep our eyes on the Lord and God will continue to show himself to us and we will heed his voice when he speaks and move in the direction that he wants us to move in. Amen. So thank you all for your prayer,
Amen.
Praise, and deliverance. Amen.
And continue. Yes, I was going to say something else, Pastor Dolly. Hallelujah. Let's go.
No, I'm good. I'm good. Mm-hmm.
Okay. We want to keep these prayer in requests. If someone else has a prayer request, hallelujah, as we go before the Lord today, if you have a testimony, we can give it at this time. I believe the lines are open. Give me a minute. I feel the Spirit moving. Give me a minute here. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Mm-hmm. Let's give you a name. Hallelujah. And we pray for you. Hallelujah.
This is Sister Linda. I'm requesting
Sister
prayer.
Linda. Yes,
yes,
ma'am.
Thank you.
We have another. Hallelujah, God.
Good morning. Sister Charlotte.
Sister Charlotte. Good morning.
Good morning to everyone. Thank you so much for just being able to fellowship with you guys this morning and just thanking the Lord. I am coming in the need of prayer this morning. I've been having pains in my hips, and I'm going to the doctor this morning. I've been trying to do all my little home remedies, but I need prayer this morning. I just thank you so much for lifting me up in prayer.
Amen. God, we pray that you touch right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless. Hallelujah, God. Give me someone else there. Hallelujah.
Good morning. This is Sister Jean.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sister Jean. Prayer. Continued prayer for my cousin Brenda. She has
cousin
some medical
Brenda.
Issues going on right now. And it's going to be going on as long as God, you know. It's just some serious things going on with her health. And I'm asking for continued prayer for myself and my family.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much, and God bless everyone.
Amen. Hallelujah. Maybe another one, and we go up. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Good morning. This is Sister Juanita. I want to ask for continued ask for prayer. I want to continue to ask for prayer for my nephew, Hakeem. There's been a little improvement, but I want to also give God praise that the fact that what he's going through has allowed come together in prayer. Like, we were up at the hospital, and when I came down, said I just put my hands out, and they knew what that meant, and everybody came together, and, you know, and we prayed, and I just thank God for that, because sometimes we have to have situations that go on in our life for in order for people to just turn to the Lord and recognize that God is in charge. So regardless of what happens, my prayer is that I am praying for my nephew to be healed, it's true, but I'm also praying for the salvation of my family. And I just thank God for this situation has caused our family to come together in prayer. So I just want to bless God for all his ways, regardless of what happens. I just want to thank God for that. And continue.
Amen.
Prayer,
amen. Yes, continue. Mm-hmm. Amen. Hakeem, yes, ma'am. It'd be another.
Good morning. Yes,
good morning.
Yvonne left. I'm asking for prayer for my brother, Junior, in the hospital, and my sister-in-law, Calvin, in the hospital. Thank you.
Amen. We pray for him. There was someone else in there also at the same time?
Yes, good morning. This is Marie, and I would like for us to pray for this young lady in Virginia who's facing, she's going to court for custody of her kids, the children. She have three kids, one, two, and three, and the father, which is a deadbeat, don't want to pay child support, and he got a lawyer in Florida and in Virginia working on his case, and she can't afford a lawyer. She's only 32, and she can't afford a lawyer. they try to make her pay some of his lawyer fee and gonna try to get her to pay the whole thing when she can't afford. So she needs God to go in and to represent her. They zoom in this court case. So she needs God to represent her. You know, she don't want to lose her kids. And he's just doing it just, you know, for his benefit. And she had the situation where they were living together with his parents, and now he already got a kid somewhere else that he's not taking care of. He hasn't taken care for 5 years. So we need to pray for God to step in and intercede that she don't lose her kids, because things been happening to the kids as they were staying there. So she's afraid for her children's life, you know, for their, you know, protection. She wants protection from, you know, to keep him from getting the kids. So we just ask God to just go and represent her on in that Zoom court case, child support case.
Amen. We will pray for the family and the domestic situation that's going on there. We pray for salvation. That's going to be on the list. It sounds like they need the Lord. They need salvation. Hallelujah to God to come in there. There be someone else. Hallelujah to God. We go up before the Lord. Hallelujah.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Janice. I'm asking for salvation for my family. My niece just married a woman, so I'm praying for salvation. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yes, ma'am. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Anyone else? Anyone else? Say hallelujah to God. Amen. We're going to go up before the Lord. We're going to start up with prayer. Then let's just go and just begin to worship the Lord. For here he have heard all these prayer requests. Hallelujah to God. This is the time where, as you can see by the requests, that is a time where there's a lot going on in everybody's life. And then there's a spirit that would come upon you that would make you feel that you're not able or that you're lazy, and that spirit of confusion and the chaos. So we're going to start out with the prayer in the Lord, that the Lord cover every prayer request that just went up before him. Hallelujah to God. And we want to go before the Lord and worship him and praise him. Hallelujah to God. And we want to just go before the Lord at this time. It's very important. This is the things are different. You could just feel the difference in the atmosphere, hallelujah to God, that we need to go up before the Lord and we need to praise him and to worship him. So we start out with prayer, and then we'll go, and he had requests. We just want to go in and worship and praise the Lord this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank
the Father,
you, Father.
In the
Lord,
name
we
of
just,
Jesus.
God,
yeah,
we
Jesus, Lord God. Jesus, Lord God. We call out Brother Roger, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Sister Juanita, Lord God, that there be salvation for families, Lord God, everywhere, Lord God. And all the names that are on the list, Lord God, and the needs that are needed, Lord God. People need you this morning, Lord God, in a special way, Lord God, to work on every situation, Lord God, on every hand, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, great healing is needed, deliverance is needed, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that God, you see, God, that you just touch, Lord God. Peace, Lord God, and bring rest, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, in every situation, oh Lord God, even though that needs salvation, oh Lord God, even the one that had married, oh Lord God, and the thing that you said, oh Lord God, we pray, oh Lord God, that you would save, oh Lord God, and remedy this situation, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, it's a sign of the time, oh Lord God, we declare and decree, oh Lord God, that you answer every prayer request, oh Lord God, that you're moving by your spirit, oh Lord God, and that you're moving power, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Send thy Holy Spirit, oh Lord God. We pray that everyone that is not filled, oh Lord God, will become filled, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we come against, oh Lord God, this time, oh Lord God, time is straight, oh Lord God.
the Holy Spirit, oh Lord God, for those that have financial difficulties right now, oh Lord God, that they will be careful, oh Lord God, in the making of money, oh Lord God, and mammon, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. You declare and decree, oh Lord God, your Holy Spirit, oh Lord God, to fall upon each and every one of these prayer requests, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that angels be dispatched, oh Lord God, to work diligently in the situation, oh Lord God, that the Holy Spirit, oh Lord God, will come in, oh Lord God, and fill, oh Lord God, and make his presence known, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Not only now, oh Lord God, but throughout the day, God. In the name of Jesus, of the Kaiosi, but your Sunday, God, of the Kaiosi, God. Lord God, we need it, oh Lord God, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. You spread, oh Lord God, and see the work of your hand, God, in most difficult places, oh Lord God. Nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. In laws, oh Lord God, marriages, relationships, oh Lord God. Those, oh Lord God, that have boyfriends and girlfriends, oh Lord God. Oh Lord God, need a touch right there, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, Father, not man enough to their responsibilities, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, in the name, oh Lord God, that's above every name, oh Lord God. Lord God, the unrest, oh Lord God, that has come, oh Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you would bring, oh Lord God, a time, oh Lord God, of peace, oh Lord God. Lord God, we understand that restitution that comes from you, oh Lord God. We understand, oh Lord God, hallelujah. Lord God, we cast all these cares upon you, Lord God. We put them on the altar, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, the amen, Lord God, even those that are going through times of grief, oh Lord God, we bring it up again, oh Lord God, about the drive-by shooting, oh Lord God, the unjust, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, moving by your spirit, oh Lord God, and by your power, oh Lord God, the devil is a liar, the blood of Jesus is against him, oh Lord God, we rebuke him right now, in the situation of every family situation, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we rebuke that habit, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we plead the precious blood, oh Lord God, of Jesus, oh Lord God. Send thy Holy Spirit, oh Lord God, in the covenant request right now, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Send fresh oil upon it, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, as we press in to the Spirit, oh Lord God, God, we thank you, we praise you, Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, this miracle hour, Lord God, that you work today, oh Lord God, in the especially, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, that you just bless, God, our children that are going into the schoolhouse, oh Lord God, others that are going into work areas, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you bless and protect, oh Lord God, that you give traveling mercy, oh Lord God. Lord God, the storm that's there, Lord God, a double-headed storm, oh Lord God, that is beating up against the land, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we pray for God, we pray for the protection right now. Now, in the name of Jesus, God, God, we bind, oh Lord God, the adversary, Lord God, from attacking those that would come and pray, oh Lord God. We bind confusion in the mind, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Realize that, God, that you are all our righteousness, oh Lord God. We came now, Lord God, for this worship you and praise you, Lord God. Lord God, we're going to declare and decree, oh Lord God, that every prayer request is answered, oh Lord God, that relationships are being healed, oh Lord God, deliverance is going on, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, all without children, oh Lord God. Lord God, we rebuke the pedophiles, oh Lord God, and all that would do wrong, oh Lord God, and all those that would live on God, oh Lord God, all those that are poor in the spirit, oh Lord God. Lord God, for there is the kingdom of heaven, oh Lord God, as we come to worship and praise you and thank you, oh Lord God, for moving things out of the way, oh Lord God, that you would bring, oh Lord God, some rest here, Lord God, peace in the mind, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would touch God, oh Lord God. Mental illness, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you move it by your spirit, oh Lord God, and by your power, oh Lord God. And God, we speak the word of peace, oh Lord God, into the situation, oh Lord God. Lord God, we come, oh Lord God, to pray and to talk to you, oh Lord God, because you're the only one that can, oh Lord God. You're the only one that will, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, a name, oh Lord God, that's above every name, oh Lord God. Give rest, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for answering the prayers, God. Lord, in the name of Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Lord God. It's above every name of Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Bishop McLeod, oh Lord God. Pastor Arthur, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. Missionaries, oh Lord God. Church heads, oh Lord God. In the name of Lord God. It's above every name, God. Oh Lord God. We ask you to touch, heal, deliver, and set free, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. The body of Christ, oh Lord God. Healing, oh Lord God. Lord God, church builders, oh Lord God. Parishioners, oh Lord God. That have not placed the worship, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. That you would strengthen the words, God. That in their mouth, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. The name that's above every name, oh Lord God. That at the sound of Jesus, oh Lord God. Every knee shall bow, God. Every tongue shall confess, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we speak peace into every situation, Lord God. Healing, deliverance, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. The outpouring of your Holy Spirit, oh Lord God. Fill them, oh Lord God. The overflowing, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. That you would break, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. That covert spirit, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Confusion, oh Lord God. And those that are tested positive, oh Lord God. And those that don't have it, oh Lord God. And it's gone back and forth, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we need you, oh Lord God. We need you, oh Lord God. And look at the situation, oh Lord God. We need your protection right now, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we have sinned, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. I'm not aware of it, Lord God. We ask forgiveness for that. In Jesus' name, oh Lord God. Yes, oh Lord God. Lord God, we call out the name of Brother Preacher D, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, Sister Minister Helen, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would bless right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Those that have went back to work, oh Lord God, or in the school has opened, oh Lord God, not able to make it to this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. We ask that you cover, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you bless, oh Lord God, this continues, oh God, bless Minister Chris, oh Lord God, Pastor Scholastica, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. So we praise you, God, and we worship you, oh Lord God. Lord God, we feel a great moving in the spirit, oh Lord God, and those prayer requests are answered, oh Lord God, that we worship you, Lord God, and we praise you for doing it, Lord God. We want to thank you, God, for doing it right now in Jesus' name, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So we praise you and we worship you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for answering, O Lord God. Thank you for moving, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So we worship you, Lord God. You are very present help, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you, God, for not letting our enemies triumph over us. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord God, for hearing the prayers, oh Lord God, for hearing this corporate prayer, oh Lord God, of your people, oh Lord God. You're able, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because you're able. For your Holy Spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. And we praise you, oh Lord God. Keep us blessed, oh Lord God. Lord God, keep our children blessed, oh Lord God, our grandchildren, oh Lord God, the newborn babies in the hospital, oh Lord God, those, oh Lord God, that are in the nursing home, oh Lord God, those that are in prison cells, oh Lord God, oh God, they need protection, oh Lord God, need a special touch from you today, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So we worship you, Lord God, and we praise you, Lord, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. You're the only one that can, oh Lord God. You're the only one that will, oh Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, for your touch, oh Lord God, even right now, Lord God, in this hour of power, pray, Lord God, that you're working, oh Lord God, up and down. We thank you for the miracles, God, that you work so great, oh Lord God. There's no one else like you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, by your spirit and by your power, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you, Lord God, In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Moving by your spirit, God. Moving by your power, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God. How we love you, oh Lord God. How we worship you, Lord God. How we thank you, Lord God. For the moving of your power, Lord God. The moving of your spirit, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. There's none greater, Lord God. There's none greater than you. You are the only wise God, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, God. You're Jehovah Shammah. God. Hallelujah, God. You're Jehovah Jireh, Lord God. You're the Lord that provideth, oh Lord God. Everything, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, look on Veronica, Lord God, in a special way, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Bring peace of mind, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Just touch right now, God, in a special way, oh Lord God. And we thank you for it, oh Lord God. We praise you for it, oh Lord God. We press into it, oh Lord God, because there's none greater, Lord God, none greater than you, Lord God. You're the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, the first, and the last. You're a high tower, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, a righteous runner to the end, oh Lord God. They are saved, oh Lord God. During this time that is short, oh Lord God, for the elect's sake, God. Yes, oh Lord God. Help us, Anna, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you. Going right now. We thank you for your presence, oh Lord God. We thank you for the anointing, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the spirit of heaven being here, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Comfort every heart, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you for your presence right now in Jesus' name, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, God. There's none like you, Lord God. There's none like you, oh Lord God. We call it done. Yes, it's done. By the precious blood. By the precious blood of Jesus, oh Lord God. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you, God. We praise you, oh Lord God, for what you're doing right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Touch in a mighty way, oh Lord God. Touch as only you can, God, in the name that's above the name, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You're holy, Lord God. I call you holy, holy and righteous in you, Lord God. And we praise you, Lord God. Taking care of the situations, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. In the name that's above every name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for doing it, oh Lord God. Bless everywhere, Lord God. Lord God, look on my brother Marvin, oh Lord God, in Seattle, Lord God. Minister Sonia, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Those hospitals that called in, oh Lord God, for the prayer request, oh Lord God. Work things out, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Touch the ministry of the chaplains, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Give us seasoned word, oh Lord God, like salt, oh Lord God, to speak to those that come with us that are in need of a word, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Touch right now, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we come, oh Lord God, that there be some peace there, Lord God, among the people, oh Lord God. We shall be called the children of God, oh Lord God. Lord God, we shall be called a pure in heart, oh Lord God. We receive your blessing today, Lord God. Let the word of God prevail over. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God. Strengthen them on every side.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. We thank
you.
Thank you,
Lord.
And we praise you.
Hallelujah, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord God. It's done. Yes, it's done. It's done, yes, it's done. By the precious blood of Jesus, the battle is won. Yeah. Hallelujah. Don't know the whole song, Pastor. I am so free. Hallelujah. He done it all for me. Thank God. Thank God.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise Hallelujah. The Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. You put this back in your hand, Pastor Darlene. I just feel a release. Feel like this pressure going up. Let's thank God for it. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, praise God. Praise God. We're just thanking God for today. Thank God for everyone who's here. The names, we didn't get your name. We still thank you for coming today.
Appreciate
you being and just sharing in this time with a fellowship with the Lord and with each other. And we appreciate everyone who put your voice out there and prayed. We know that where two or three are gathered in his name, he's in the midst. And when God is in the midst, we can touch and agree and ask what we will. And we know that God will bring it to pass. So we're believing for that. And, you know, as we pray, you know, as you go through the day, try to remember, I don't know the guy's name who was shot in Wisconsin, but he did not die. They shot, the policeman shot him. They said without God performing a miracle, he is not going to be able to walk again. So let's just pray that God will help him to walk again. And pray for that family, because I'm sure they're going through the process of trying to figure out what happened and why and that kind of thing. So just keep that family in prayer, and I will continue to pray for each and everyone who's here. We know that God is just doing some beautiful things, and we're just keeping our eyes on him and trusting in him and allow the Holy Spirit. When you're filled with the Holy Spirit will teach you what to do, what to say, where to go, and how to just be still sometimes and know that God is God. You know, there are times we just need to be still and let God do the work. There are times we need to go and do something, because he said faith without works is dead. So, you know, when you need something, there are times you need to just move when God says move, or be in position to be where God wants you to be and to receive what he has for you. You know, there are times you are sitting somewhere and your blessing is somewhere else. So we just got to listen and let the Holy Spirit speak to us, you know. I also thank God for all the angels that he has provided for us. There are angels that fight, there are angels that protect, angels that speak. And so we know that there are various groups of angels out there, and we thank God for that. And the blood of Jesus that purges us and cleanses us and makes us whiter than snow. So many times we just need to be in a position to just follow what God is saying. That's what we should be doing all the time, just trusting in him. Trust in him with all your heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways, we will acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. So knowing the word of God and following the word of God and doing what God says do will certainly be a benefit to each and every person in this earth realm when we come to Jesus Christ and we understand what he is speaking to us. So I love each and every one of you, and I pray that as we go along this day that you will look to the Lord, and as you're going along, just, you know, say some prayers for others out there. There's so many people who are going through some things, and we know that if we pray, God will hear and bring some deliverance. So we just thank God today. I make a declaration that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree today that we are blessed and cannot be cursed, and we walk by faith and not by sight. I decree that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned. This is our heritage as the servants of the Lord, and our righteousness is of thee, said the Lord. So we thank God today that we are rising in him as an edifice higher and higher. We would not be anxious for anything, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, we make our requests known to him. So I pray that each and every one of you will go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. I do love you, and I pray that you will love the people around you and love your enemies, because that's very important. It's very difficult to do that, but you know, with the Spirit of the Lord in us, we can love our enemies and pray for people everywhere, because we need prayer all over the world. So everybody have a beautiful day, and we hope that you will come back tomorrow. Bring somebody with you. Let them know what we're doing here, because we're doing a great work for the Father. We're here being in the spirit of unity and being on one accord, and that's what makes the difference. So go today. Say your prayers, say your praises, and do your dance. Dance before the Lord and see change come in your life. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you
to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.